From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Quarter past four?
Quarter past four, living the dream.
You just stepping in from the clubs?
Oh, you're right, yeah. Geriatric. Yeah.
How's it going? What's it look like? What's Sydney look like? I've got a brother-in-law in Sydney yesterday waxing lyrical about how alive and vibrant it is and how it's the place to be.
Took the words right out of my mouth, Mike. You wanted some quick observations on airports and travel. Here you go. So Auckland Airport, very, very few food and beverage outlets open at Auckland Airport, Mike. Actually, I was surprised at how busy the airport actually was in Auckland. There did appear to be a sort of cluster of flights going out when I was. There's people floating around. Very little choice in terms of you know, food outlets, vast swathes of seats, still hoarding, still doing work there. You know, I can remember the time when you were lucky enough to be able to take the family on holiday. The airport was part of the adventure, wasn't it? Well, not so much at the moment. I'd like to compare it to Sydney Airport, Mike, but that was a challenge. You know why it was a challenge? Because in comparison to Auckland Airport, I'd be generous if I said it was more than 10 minutes from stepping off the plane to stepping into a taxi. I literally just walked out, didn't have to put on, just incredibly slick. But it's far more alive. All the retail lights I did see were open. That's only the arrivals, Mike. Clearly, I haven't been to departures yet, obviously. But look, mate, Mike, travel to and from New Zealand now is currently burdened with this extra admin and risk. I mean, I'm here at the Morningstar Investment Conference. I'm aware of at least one of the New Zealand contingent here who won't be flying home today because of the pre-departure test. You've got travel declarations, you're submitting documents, doing pre-departure tests. It takes some of the holiday out of holiday. It adds an extra complexity to work. We've got to get rid of these pre-departure tests. That's paramount. But I do have to make the comment, Mike, you're absolutely right. Sydney, fantastic. Bustling, vibrant, certainly compared to downtown Auckland. Vivid light festivals on. There are thousands out enjoying that every night. Stuart Nash yesterday, Mike, Minister of Tourism, made a comment that we are living in the shadow of the pandemic. Mike, in the last 4 weeks, I've been in Atlanta, I've been in Los Angeles, I've been in Australia, I've been in Santa Monica, I've been in LAX, I've been in the Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport, I've been in Denver Airport, I've been in Sydney Airport. The shadow of the pandemic in all of those places is non-existent. Sydney restaurants were busy and bustling. It's like being on a different planet. It is, yeah.
We should hang our heads in shame and probably more importantly actually do something about it. Talk to me about terms of trade. I've read this. Volume's an issue, but prices are good. Is that fair?
Yeah, terms of trade for quarter one were released yesterday. So ratio of countries' export prices to import prices. So it's a barometer of health on the import-export trade, but it's quite backward-looking though, Mike. I mean, this is for quarter one, like to the end of March. We're basically in June now, aren't we? But it is pushing back towards record highs. You do have prices hit, but you get volume information as well. Now, the price is clearly showing evidence of inflationary pressures. Export prices up 7.8%, import prices just below that. But the volumes are down, Mike. So terms of trade didn't improve quite as much as what we'd expected. It was up 0.5% versus market expectations of 1.3%. So we're getting good prices, Mike, but we're not getting the volumes that we were getting.
All right, mate, what are the numbers?
Dow Jones. 33,084 as we're looking at now, up 268 points, 0.8%. The S&P 500, 4156, up 55 points, about 1.3%. So good news here. And the NASDAQ, up 291 points, 2.4%, 12,287. FTSE 100 overnight lost 75, 7532. The Nikkei lost 44 points, 27,413. In China, the Shanghai Composite, up 13 points, 0.42%, 319. In Sydney yesterday, they lost 58 points on the ASX 200, 7175, about 0.8%, and we lost 0.2% on the NZX 50, closing at 11,349. Kiwi against the US, 0.6559, against the Aussie, 0.9031, 0.6103 euro, 0.5213 pounds, 85.16 against the Japanese yen, gold trading at $1,868.39. And yeah, there has been a little bit of a Brent crude has come down a little bit, so some of that news you were talking about overnight has fed through into the price. It's now at $117.76, so pulling back from those sort of mid-120s that it crept up to over the course of the week.
All right, mate, given you're early, you can put an extra 5Ks in the run this morning. That'll work out nicely.
I'm out there, man. I'm out there, ran under the Harbour Bridge yesterday morning. Only person at Sydney Opera House at 10 to 5 yesterday morning.
Go get him. Have a good weekend. Appreciate it very much. JMIWealth.co.nz. Andrew Kelleher, if you